start writing on here, do you have to start by pressing anything on this page?
Yeah.
No.
You start by pressing on.
Whoa, I felt the buzz.
Me too.
Yep, that's cool.
Okay, that's great. You're ready to start?
Okay, hi everybody, welcome to our kickoff meeting, for our new product that we're gonna be designing. I'm Mandy and I'm the project manager, and I know all your names again. Courtney, Vanilla, and Amber.
Yeah.
Okay, so first let's go through this PowerPoint. What about that there, guys?
Just do one, if you.
Arrow.
Yeah, or how about I just click? Okay, here's our agenda for this meeting. We're gonna start with our opening, which is our introductions. We're gonna get to know each other a little bit better. Tool training. We're going to, I guess, figure out what to do on this project with our individual roles. We're gonna make a project plan and then have some time for discussion and close up the meeting. Okay, here's our project. We're gonna make a new remote control that's original, trendy, and also user-friendly. And how we're going to do it is each of us is going to, we're gonna have, discuss the functional design first. How is it gonna be used, what's the actual goal here, how to operate the TV, blah blah blah. And we're going to do individual work on that and then meet. Same thing with conceptual design, just the basic overview of the project. And then we're going to do individual work, meet, that's pretty much the whole process for today. And then the detailed design, just more in depth, get the actual schematics of the remote. Alright, first we're gonna start off by using our tools. And the whiteboard thing, do you guys wanna give that a try even though the ink wasn't working, or do you wanna do it on here?
I think we should forego the whiteboard since we can't actually see what we're writing. We'll do it on here.
Alright, let's go through it then. Right now, so we're all gonna draw our favorite animal and then sum up our favorite characteristics of that animal. Even if you're not a good drawer like me.
Artistic skills.
No. Let's see.
Well, thanks.
Okay, about one more minute. Okay, if you would like to start us off.
I'll go. This is my picture. Of the fish. Because you know, their whole water vascular system thing is pretty cool, and they've got a pretty good habitat, and they're pretty sometimes. Sometimes vicious, but that's okay.
Yeah. Only if they're piranhas.
Yeah, they're easy, you know.
Yeah. Who wants to go next?
Okay. I drew a kitty. It's pretty much impossible to tell that it's a cat.
No,
I love cats.
No, it
looks
like a cat.
Yeah, it does look like a cat.
I love cats because they're independent. They pretty much know what they want, they get it, they move on.
I love cats too. I'm a cat person.
I'm allergic to cats.
I'm allergic to cats too.
Oh, okay.
If you're around, I had a roommate who was allergic. allergic, but if she was around my cat forever, she became used to
Yeah,
it, you
yeah,
know?
if you're around someone for your time.
I still can't sleep with them in there.
Oh yeah, this summer, I lose cats, it's crazy.
Okay.
I did a badger.
Cool.
Cool.
Badger.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're jealous.
Why badger?
I don't know, they're grumpy and nocturnal and
You didn't suggest something.
Well, they're a little bit like me, yes. And then, do you know Wendy Melrose, badger?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then, I don't know if you know Brian Jack, he's a little humming writer.
Yeah.
Sal and Best are on like Redwall, that kind of books. Badgers are cool and all that too.
Okay. And last, okay, look at my sad, sad
No,
giraffe.
that's good.
No, it ends up looking like some kind of dinosaur, but whatever. I don't know even much about giraffes, but I just love the way they look. They're just such odd creatures, you know? I like that they're so unique and individual. I don't know much about their behavior or anything, though. Wanna see a couple
You
of
don't
them
really have to.
Yeah,
You
I'm
like
ashamed the way they look. Okay. All right, guess we're getting straight back into business here. The selling price for our remote is going to be €25, and our profit aim is €50 million. We're going to make this an international product marketed in the States, in Europe, in Asia, and our production cost to make that profit is going to be a max of €1,250 per remote. Okay. So we're going to talk for a little while. Here are some topics that we might be able to discuss. Our experiences with remote controls, our first ideas about this new remote, anything that you can bring to the table for this project. Yeah. Wanna start us off? Anybody have anything to offer?
Well, we wanna make a multifunctional remote,
Right.
right? One remote for everything.
And that's gonna be TVs.
What?
We have what sound system?
TV, DVD, VHS, TiVo?
Yeah,
TiVo.
TiVo.
But it's still there, so
Okay.
if pop we're gonna do it.
It needs to be compatible, because universal remote controls are never
They're never
universal.
universal. That's right. Especially if you buy a not big product DVD player, say. Usually it doesn't work.
I don't know,
If
just sell
not
it to
in
Sony if it's like
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll have to figure out how to cover all the different variances in signals.
And we need an insanely good instruction booklet, because you always have to reconfigure all your contraptions to go with your remote anyways.
And another thing that I think is important is the design of the product, how it feels in your hand. If it's just flat and kind of boring, nobody wants to buy those anymore. They want the ergonomic
They want
ones.
like the flashy
Yeah.
lights. They're like, this came from Las
Ones that
Vegas.
ones that look high tech too.
But at the same time are simple.
Right.
Yeah.
So that
And
people
then
that
something
might
with
not
the
be comfortable.
curvature, like that matches the curvature of the hand.
Anybody have any experiences with remote controls that they can remember that?
Just bad ones.
Yeah, that's true.
What kind of battery would we want to use? Because battery changing is
Double
usually
A, double A.
Okay.
Does some of them use triple A's though?
Yeah, some use triple A's.
Some
So double or triple.
Yeah, I guess then it's we need to do triple A we can, but most people usually have double A's around.
Yeah. But that has to do with the size of it too.
Yeah.
Well, as long as we know that issue is
Yeah, if we want it to be more thin, then we probably want to go with a triple A.
You
But
could go with a small lithium battery.
it's okay, we don't have to decide about it now, just as long as we remember battery type and size is important. Okay, anything else? Okay, moving on. Closing meeting. Next meeting is going to start in 30 minutes. Here's what we're going to do. The ID, which is here, okay. You're going to think about the working design. Okay, and UID. the technical function design, making sure it does everything that we need the remote to do, the functionality of it, operating all those different things. Okay, and the marketing person, Courtney, is going to do the user requirements specification. I guess that means specifying what exactly the user is going to be looking for, right?
Right.
I would think so. Okay. And you're going to get more specific instructions emailed to you in just a little while. Okay? So does anybody have anything they want to say before closing the meeting? Okay. This meeting is officially over.